is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Ori.
News for the Soul is now in its 25th year of broadcasting. Tune in live or visit the archives at newsforthesoul.com. That's newsforthesoul.com. Next on News for the Soul, Divine Truth with Joanne. Joanne is passionate about living her purpose as a wellness and lifestyle transformation coach by inspiring people to fulfill their dreams, live a healthy lifestyle, transform and thrive. In her 20 years experience in the personal growth industry, she has empowered thousands of people to achieve greatness. Her intuition guides her to get to the cause of what is holding her clients back, clear it, and coach them to create their life desires. Please welcome Joanne back to News for the Soul.
Hello, everyone. I am so happy to be here today. My name is Joanne, and I am going to spend the next 50 minutes with you or so telling you a little bit about what I've discovered as a divine truth. That's the name of my show, Divine Truths, and things that, based on my experiences, based on things that I know, based on things that I have discovered and uncovered, I'm going to share those with you. Today, we're going to have a continuation of last month. Time goes by so fast, it seemed like it was last week. I'm going to have a continuation of the last month's topic, which last time it was how to raise your vibration with gemstones, and I'm going to continue on. And today, actually, I renamed it, and it's how to tap into the power of gemstones, because that's really what I talk about with my clients. I just came back from a show. I like to work with clients one-on-one, so I bring my jewelry and I bring my stones, and I set up a display in different events, metaphysical shows, private events, clubs, just really a lot of different events. And I was there this weekend and sold a lot of merchandise, filling people in on the power of the gemstones and how to tap into it. And it's really fun because I've been in business. This is my second time around in gemstones. I closed my business for a while, for about 10 years, actually. But I had a business for 13 years where I sold to stores. I sold to galleries. I sold to boutiques, high-end stores all over the U.S., in Canada, in Mexico, in Japan as well. And then I closed the business, and then I did my wellness, and I studied wellness and energy work and energy healing and coaching and mindset work. And then I was called back into jewelry to do it again, because what I was creating years ago, just through pure intuition and not necessarily having the experience of knowledge of energy work, I discovered that the energy properties of the stones is what people were feeling. They were attracted to that, and they had these energy properties, and they experienced it when they were wearing the jewelry, and they would come back, and they would say how they felt confident, or they felt more peaceful, or they felt happier by wearing these stones. At that time when I was in it the first time, I actually started writing. I had tags printed out, and I would put in the power of the stone and the properties in the stone. But it was too early because people didn't really understand it, didn't get it, and they quite frankly thought it was kind of weird for me to be talking about, you know, this is making you happy, and this is helping you with self-love, and this is helping you with abundance. So I stopped putting that on the tags, and lo and behold, now I find people are searching for it. When I do the metaphysical shows, people are looking for beautiful, powerful stones with the properties that they can take on and attune to. So that's what I really want to share with you, because that is going to make the difference for you. It's going to make a huge difference for you energetically. Why? Because gemstones are tools. They are energy tools. They are energy beings that are here for us. They are in the earth, and they are here for us to use, to utilize in our homes, to hold it when we meditate, to wear it as jewelry, whether it's a necklace or a bracelet or earrings, and to surround ourselves with this beautiful energy that raises our frequency, raises our consciousness, and then also we take on the energy properties, which would be to reduce stress, anxiety, feel confident, abundance, tap into your divine feminine energy, connect with your angels, connect with your guides, have deeper dreams, lucid dreaming, astral travel. There's so many different properties that are out there. So that's what I want to share with you, because it is so fun for me to work with people and show them how this works for them. So let me just tell you a little bit about that first, so that you truly understand. It's not just made up. It's something that people actually experience. And as an energy worker, I've been testing energy for at least 15 years. And I can test energy in homes. I can test energy in spaces and offices. I can test the person's energy, their physical body's energy, what's in their field. I can test what's going on in their subconscious mind. So I have access to that just by learning how to muscle test. I'm an applied kinesiologist. I spent a lot of years learning about it and experiencing it and uncovering it as I work with clients. So when I do these jewelry shows, and I have time to do that and having assistants there, I'm able to energy test people. And it's really simple how I do it. I energy test them, asking their permission to tap into their energy, and then energy test them based on muscle testing. And there's various ways to do muscle testing. And then I'll ask them, what are you focusing on? Because we all have things that we work on, you know, in our mind. We're thinking about things, or we're dreaming about stuff. I want a new house. I want to move to a new location. I want a new career. I want to start a new business. I want a raise. I want the man of my dreams or the woman of my dreams. I want to have a new house. Whatever it is, there's so many different things that we want. Want to connect more, have a deeper relationship spiritually to the divine. There's so many things that we think about that is our focus. And a lot of times, in fact, I'm going to say this, most of the time, when we think about what we want, we're not aligned to it most often. And when we're not aligned to it, we have a slim chance of getting it because the energy is not a match. We are not of that frequency of what we desire. And if you're not of the frequency of what you desire, you're not going to get it. So if you want a significant other, but you have a lot of, you know, past traumas and programs and patterns of failed relationships that you keep calling in and keep having over and over and over again, or you don't think you're good enough, or you don't love yourself, and you keep calling it over and over again, and you keep getting that same type of person in a different body because you're not aligned with the frequency of what you want, then you're not going to get it. So when I test people and I tell them to think about what they want, and they think about it and they go weak because they can't hold it, it doesn't resonate with them, that means every time they think about it, they feel worse, and they're just not going to get it. So the gemstones is one of the tools that you can use to raise your frequency, because these beautiful gemstones have a frequency. They have a resonance. They bring with them energy properties. So each stone has a different resonance. They're all positive. They're all on the upper part of the scale. Some are love. Some are abundance. Some are protection. Some are confidence. There's so many different ones. And when you understand the stones, then you'll pick those stones that are right for you, or energetically you're just drawn to them. So they're off. And then I always tell them I like to empower people and have them choose the stones that's right for them. So what I'll do is I will ask them if they see any particular stones that they're drawn to. That's the first indicator to me, because we all are intuitive, whether we consciously know it or not. And whether we access it or not, we really are. So if they're drawn to amethyst, that could possibly mean that they're on a spiritual path, that they are wanting to have more of a deeper connection. They are wanting to know more about the universe, more about the divine, more about how this all works, how we manifest. And so that would be the indicator. And so I'll go to that stone and see if that's a right match for them. Or I'll just muscle test them, and then intuitively I'll know what's right for them based on what they may tell me and share with me. And then I'll test them, and then they hold that stone, they hold that necklace, they hold that piece of jewelry, or they hold the actual stone that they would put in their home. And then I test them again, and I ask them to think about it, and they think about it, and now if it's the right stone, it makes them strong. They are stronger, which means it raises their frequency and their vibration. If it's not the right stone for what they want and they're thinking about, then they won't be strong, and I will know by testing them. And it doesn't mean that that stone's not good for them. It's just not a match for what they want. So in other words, there might be five six, seven, eight, nine, 10 different things you want. And each one is a different frequency. And so there's a stone that would match for that frequency as well. And so that is how I can help people determine what stone is right for them, what frequency they are looking for, what energy property they are looking for. Now, I do this live at events when they could see it, and I do it on remote. So I do it on Zoom calls, and I could do the same thing and energy test them because everything is energy, and energy moves throughout. So I can feel the energy in another country. If someone is in Europe, I will be able to test their energy just as well as if somebody is sitting right next to me in my studio. So we're going to talk a little bit more about gemstones today, and I'm going to answer some questions because I had questions from last week. So if you submitted questions, or sorry, last month, if you have questions from last month, then stay tuned. I will answer those questions, and I'll save time so that I can actually answer the questions as well. Okay, let me just see here. All right, so last week, or last month, I keep saying that. All right, so last month, I left off at lepidolite. So I'm not sure if I completed it completely, but I'm going to kind of pick up where I left off. Last time I talked about rose quartz, I talked about black tourmaline, tektite, amethyst, and crystal. If you are new and you just came on for the first time here now, I'm just going to briefly go back and just give you the properties very quickly. I talked about rose quartz and how rose quartz is pure, divine, unconditional love. That is the purest form of unconditional love for yourself, others, and for the world. Black tourmaline is the big protection stone. That's the one that will protect you from the EMFs, Wi-Fi, cell towers, computers, any technologies like that, even electricity, also radiation that is emitted from all of these computers and cell phone towers and 5G, protect you from that, and also shield you from negative energies of other people. Tektite is the third one I talked about. There's many different types of tektite. They discovered that there's something called Libyan glass, there's moldavite, there's Indochine tektite, which comes from the Asian countries. There's also the new one that is out there is from Colombia. And these are hit by meteorites, and they have ET properties, extraterrestrial, supernatural properties. And each one is unique and has some amazing properties. My favorite one so far, I have a moldavite, but for what I see and how I work with people, the Indochine tektite is my favorite right now. But I do also carry the other ones because there may be someone who is looking for those particular properties. But you got to test and feel these because they're amazing. You put that tektite in your hand. I put the tektite in my hand like 20 years ago. Put it in my hand, in the palm of my hand, and it was pulsating and felt like it was jumping up and down as it moved throughout my entire arm, up to my shoulder, and into my body. I felt so positive. I felt so protected. I felt so strong. I felt my field had a shield around it. I felt amazing, and I've been wearing tektite all the time. I pretty much wear it every day, or I put it in my pocket because I love my tektite. It also takes on radiation and holds it so that if you're in an area where there's cell phone towers and you walk through it and it's bombarding you with radiation, it will go to the tektite, and the tektite takes it on, and then you have to clean it often to eliminate that. And then I talked about amethyst and how amethyst is a spiritual stone. It protects you spiritually, intuition. It's also from focus and helps you with meditation. It also increases your ability for psychic abilities as well, and many others. Lepidolite is where I left off, and that one is wonderful for stress, anxiety, nervousness. It has lithium in it. It's a natural stone. It has lithium, which is a natural stone, a natural mineral. And it's in it. And so when you wear it, when you hold the lepidolite, you feel like you are sinking into the earth. You feel like all the stress is just going away and you are slipping into the earth. Why does it feel like you're slipping into the earth? Because the earth is peaceful. That is the 432 hertz you are connecting with. And you feel like everything is leaving you as you slip down further and further into the high vibe Mercury to universal pulse. That's lapidolite. So I have some beautiful lapidolite stones. Right now I have them as necklaces. I will also do bracelets as well. And lapidolite just is so beautiful, and it just feels wonderful when you wear it. The next stone I want to talk about and how to tap into the power is pyrite. Pyrite's a very popular stone because pyrite, it is the stone of abundance. It also protects your field. It also is very powerful in protecting you and shielding you from EMFs, from radiation, from geostresses. That means like things like ley lines and such. Protects you, makes you stronger. It's grounding. It's a big grounding stone. It has iron in it. So when you hold it, same thing. You feel like you're sinking into the earth. It's very grounding. So it's multiple properties. What I love with pyrite is it's such a beautiful stone because it has multiple properties. It looks like a golden nugget. If I was to show it to you right here, it looks like a golden nugget. It has all these little sparkles on it because it's cube shaped. And so all these cubes, teeny tiny and getting gradually bigger, are this formation of the pyrite stone. There are some that are big, and they're really heavy because of the iron. They have discovered, and it's been let out this year, that they have discovered that there are microscopic amounts of actual gold in pyrite, and hence it's called fool's gold. But it's a beautiful stone. Now, I love putting it with crystal, and I love putting it with black tourmaline. I have what I call harmonizers. They're on agate plates, and they harmonize the energy of your home because those three work together so nicely. The crystal amplifies the protection. It amplifies the grounding. It amplifies the abundance. And all of those together is just beautiful. So it just protects you, grounds you, keeps you safe, keeps you strong. It just makes you feel great as it amplifies all these beautiful energies. And I also have it in a necklace, which is my best-selling necklace because it seems to help people with every cause. So people are not, let's just say that they want to have a significant other in their life or they want better health. If they think about it, and I test them, it seems like Tektite is the very favorite one that is the strongest for them when I test them energetically. It seems to work with everything. That's why I love it. It raises the frequency of every organ and gland in it for wellness, but it just has this outer shield. That's the way I feel when I wear it. Outer shield, like an M&M shield around my field, which protects me. So pyrite is an amazing stone to have. It's become very, very, very popular. It's one of my popular stones. When I do shows, people love the pyrite. They're very drawn to the pyrite. It's mesmerizing in what it looks like with the sparkles, and it just has really beautiful energy. So I highly recommend that you take a look at pyrite. Because after all, we all want more abundance. We are abundant as divine beings, but we could always allow it in more, and pyrite will help you allow it in. So you will take on that frequency by having it in your room. Like right now, I've got pyrite because I have these in my harmonizers, and I have them pretty much in my significant rooms in my house so that it harmonizes the energy no matter where I walk, no matter where I go. And I really recommend pyrite because it's just a beautiful stone. The next one I want to talk about is celestite. Celestite is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful stone that you can tap into the power of the energy if you're interested in connecting with your guides, connecting with the divine realm, connecting with the angelic realm. If you are interested in that, celestite is the stone for you. It's a beautiful soft blue, like a French blue almost. And it is mined in Madagascar. It's very heavy. It's a very heavy stone. But it has absolutely beautiful light properties because it's all about connecting with the light, connecting with the divine realm. So it just surrounds you with the beautiful energies. I was working. There was a little gal who is just, she just loves stones. And she's been at this event that I go to. I do it four times a year. And she is her mom is a member of this club. And so she wants to help me because she just loves stones. She's 11 years old. She's the sweetest can be. And she She's just wonderful. She knows about her stones innately. So she's probably a crystal child or a starseed. And at the end of the event, I wanted to give her a couple of things to help for helping me because she was doing a great job. So I said to her, I gave her a pyrite before, and she loves it. It's one of her favorite stones. And so I don't know what she has. And I said, well, I want to give you a stone. I feel rose quartz would be good. And she said, oh, I love rose quartz. I love it. She says, but I can find that everywhere. She says, I'd like something that I can't find. And I said, celestite. And so she says, oh, my gosh, yeah, I want celestite. So I gave her the celestite. She was automatically drawn to it. She looked at it a few times and was holding it a few times. And this little one wants to connect to the angels, wants to connect to the ascended masters, wants to connect to the guides. So she's got a little selenite or celestite. And that would be the stone if you absolutely want to connect to the higher realm, connect to your angels, establish a connection with your guides. Celestite would be that stone. It's just a beautiful energy because, again, it's connecting to the higher realms. It looks almost sometimes when it's mined and you can get it in a big form, it looks like an egg, almost like an egg, but it's a little bit rounder. So that would be the stone in tapping into that energy property. The next stone that I'd like to talk about is another spiritual stone, which is apophyllite. Apophyllite is challenging to find. It is very challenging to find. I can usually find it at least once a year. If I'm lucky, I can find it twice a year. It is mostly mined in India, and it's also sometimes a combination of apophyllite with crystal or apophyllite with stilbrite. But it's just such a beautiful stone because when it's combined with stilbrite or combined with crystal, the apophyllite has those stones in with it, so it makes it even more powerful because then the crystal's amplifying it, and it has this luminescent look to it from the stilbrite as well. And it has this glistening look to it. So it's crystals, because the apophyllite is clusters of crystals with the crystals and then with the stilbrite. And it's so luminescent. It's just so beautiful. It seems like it's just pure, pure, pure divine love. It's just incredible. And apophyllite is the carrier of the Akashic Records. So the Akashic Records are, you have the ability to open up your Akashic Records, which is a recording of every past life that you've had. What you've done your entire existence to date is in the Akashic Records. So your past lives, if you want to access them. So the apophyllite is the carrier of it. It's also the connection of the physical and the spirit. So it is the connection of physical and spirit together. It also is very calming. And it does come with sometimes a little blue tinge. You can find it like a bluish green tinge with it. I have had that. And now I have it with a little bit of like a peach tint to it. So apophyllite can be pure white, or it could be pure white with some peach or pure white with some blue. It's just a gorgeous stone. And I like to sometimes, I choose different stones that I sleep with. And I like to sleep with apophyllite because it's also for lucid dreaming. So I like to sleep with apophyllite and celestite because at nighttime, you know, we do connect. We go somewhere else. And I just feel very drawn to those two stones in particular to sleep with. So I would tell you and recommend, if that is what you're interested in, then check out apophyllite because that may be what you need to tap into to raise your frequency and your vibration. You know, if you're looking to be more connected, to ascend, then apophyllite would be a good stone for you. Also, you want to make sure that you are grounded as well, that you understand that you've got to be grounded because you are living here on Earth. So if you just spend time all in the upper chakras, the higher chakras, the spiritual chakras, then and you're not grounded and you have a lot of programs and patterns you haven't cleared, and your three base centers, chakras, then you might feel knocked off your feet a lot. You may feel kind of whacked out. You may feel very emotional. So I love spending time in the higher chakras and working on that part with energy and stones, but I also spend equal time on my bottom chakras and clearing things out and grounding myself. If I don't ground myself as an energy worker, light worker, I have a hard time. I was at this hotel this week, and I don't want to claim this thing, but it's not my favorite thing is to be in a hotel for 5 nights, 7 nights in particular, this trip in a row where I'm enclosed and it's really freezing cold with the air conditioning. It's artificial, and I don't have an opportunity to go outside and be in the grass. That is not my ideal scenario. I love to have the opportunity to go outside every day. And even in winter, I still want to be connected to the outside, so I'll hug a tree, hold a tree, touch the grass, touch the ground, take my shoes and socks off until it gets freezing cold. I'll do that in even November, December if we have nice weather. I'm in Chicago, but I need to be grounded. So this was a little challenging for me to be in that situation, but I have my stones, and I always wear a lot of jewelry, so I had my shungite bracelet. I had my terminated quartz bracelet, which is very much grounding and protective as well. I had pyrite, which is grounding, my necklaces in a pyrite that was grounding as well. So I can go to my stones to get that. Not to mention that in my booth, I had all the stones. So just holding the stones, touching the stones, I can ground myself that way. So it's really good to think about that. So if you're traveling, if you travel for a business and you're always in a hotel and you don't have an opportunity to be outside, then take on a stone that you could use for grounding. And another one of those grounding stones is an agate. You could have it in agate geode, and as far as in your necklace, you could have like what I call an agate slice. It's a plate that I use, and I put my stones on there, especially in harmonizers. They love that. That's a grounding, balancing, cleansing, harmonizing stone. So that's a good one also to hold and have it there. And I use stones everywhere. You know, I have stones everywhere. I mean, of course, I'm a jewelry designer, so of course I can have access to it all. But I'm going to just encourage all of you to start a collection. Start collecting stones. I have a collection of stones on my website called Pocket Stones, and I sold out of them again at the show because people didn't know that they can wear stones in their pocket and take on the energy and feel better. And it's all the big important ones. You know, to me, it's the ones with the lower chakras. You got to be grounded. You got to be strong. You got to protect yourself. You got to be safe. You got to be secure. You got to be grounded. You got to be in harmony. Those are the protective ones. Those are the ones that you really, really, really want. You want to, you know, protect yourself from the negative energy that people send you when they're mad at you, when they're angry at you, when they're jealous of you, and then all the negative energies when you're in a group of people. You go to a conference, you go to even a metaphysical show, an event, and there's negative people there, there's negative energy there. And so you want to be in a place where you're positive and you've got this beautiful positive stone, positive energy stone with you. And then you use that. And so that's why I travel with a lot of jewelry. I travel with stones. I got stones in my purse. I got stones everywhere. So it's easy for me because you want to tap into the energy. So I'm going to encourage you to really think about that. Think about what you can utilize. There's no reason that you are distracted. There's no reason that you're not focused. There's no reason that you feel out of balance, that you feel spacey, you feel spaced out. There's no reason. You could take on these stones and that will help you raise your frequency, bring you that element of energy that you need, that you're missing, and then you feel great. And so that's why I got to just share this with everybody. You know, it really makes me happy at these shows when people, they may not know about stones and they're open to it. I had people that came in that were outside of this group because this group is more like-minded people that are awakening. But there are people that weren't that just want to know about it. And they bought stuff and they wanted to know more about it. And even if I was talking about, oh, the frequency of computers and cell phone towers and it's how destructive it is cellularly to you and physically to you, they wanted to know because they all have cell phones, right? They all have computers. And they wanted to buy some things to protect themselves, like these discs, these little diodes, these little pieces of shungite. They want to wear the shungite bracelets. They want to have more love. They want to be more love. They want to be more in a state of love. So they want the rose quartz bracelet. They want the rose quartz stone in their house. They understand that. I've got a rose quartz on my desk in my office. Why? Because I want to be in love all the time. I want to do my business in a state of love. I want to make decisions about my business in a state of love. I want to buy stones and things being in the state of love. That's how I want to operate. So I've got my stone here, and I got a bracelet as well. So, or two or three, you know, I wear stones. I just always wear stones. I've always been attracted to stones, and I've always been doing stones and jewelry since I've been an adult because I just love it. And I, as a kid, I started feeling the energy when I found a crystal in the ground. And I was just playing and digging. I found this big crystal. At least it was big to me at that time. I thought it was a diamond, and I got all excited about it. And from that point on, I was always fascinated with stones. I came from a family that wasn't metaphysical, so I didn't have anybody telling me about that. My grandmother was, because she used to have dreams, so I kind of got that from her. And it wasn't until I was a little older that when I was out on my own, I explored. I went to metaphysical shows that I started understanding about all of this. But it's important to do that. And then the last stone that I want to talk about today, anyway, there's so many stones. You know, I have to pick and choose, and I know about the stones because of what it does for me, how I feel, the experience I have. And you can get a crystal book. You know, one of my favorites is called the Crystal Bible. They have many volumes. If you want to get a better understanding of stones, go and look on any of the search to see where you can buy it. And where you can buy this book, but I really recommend the Crystal Bible, and they do have different volumes, but it is a good one to have. Selenite is the one I want to leave you with today anyway, even though I'd like to talk about other ones. I think maybe I'll see how you're doing with time-wise, maybe take one more. Selenite is a great stone too. I have a lot of selenite. And selenite is also, there's different forms of selenite. It's called spar. S-P-A-R, and you can get that. It's in a cave, and it's these like threads. It's like shards, little threads. It's almost like black tourmaline, but in pure white. But you can also get it where it's called fishtail selenite, and you can get that. It's from Mexico as well. So I believe the selenite is in different countries where you can get the selenite, but it's a lot of it comes from, I think it comes from Norwegian countries, I want to say. Not 100% sure, but I did see a particular cave, and I thought it was there. But a lot of these stones do come from different areas, although certain stones, the big area that it is mined in, might be Madagascar, it might be Brazil, it might be in Africa, like the new, I don't want to say new, but new to the market of the pure citrine, where it is not color treated or heat treated, I want to say, so it changes color. The natural citrine comes from Brazil and also comes from the Congo area in Africa. So selenite has many different forms. It also has something called desert rose, where it's brownish and it looks like threads balled up, and so they call it looks like a little rose. So that's how you'll find selenite. So just be aware. You can find it where it's called spar. It's also named spar selenite, or you can get it where it's fishtail selenite, or you can get it where it's desert rose. Oh, I know. I'm sorry. I passed around wrong information. Morocco. Morocco is where spar comes from. It's from Morocco. So let me see if there's... Oh, so selenite. Selenite is angelic. It's really just mesmerizing, really beautiful. It's a powerful stone, and that is a cleansing stone. So you can actually clean your jewelry by getting a plate, a square of selenite, fishtail selenite, or spar selenite, and put your stones on it to clean energetically, to take away the negative energy that other people put on it by touching it or when it was mined. So I love selenite for that. Also, selenite is beautiful because they make lamps with it because it has this luminescent look to it. So when they core it out and then you can put a light in it and you light it up, it's not like a light bulb. It's more luminescent and it has the energy. So when you heat it up, it just seems to really activate the energy. And you can just feel this beautiful resonance in your room. So I have a beautiful tower, beautiful selenite tower that I like to have in my bedroom. And when I put it on before I go to sleep, or even keep it on when you're sleeping, it's just beautiful. I also have it in some votives, and you can get it in these long tubular shapes, squared tubular type shapes. You can get that as well, and you could drape your jewelry over that if you wanted to clean on that. And you can get it in little squares, that's available as well. And then you get different sizes of towers, different sizes of pillars. You can find selenite that way. Or as I said, if you get the fishtail selenite, it's going to be very translucent, clear, and it'll be like a plate, an irregular type shape plate. But check out selenite for that. It's an angelic realm, beautiful energy, and it's very cleansing and purifying. And that's why people put their stones on it. So the other one that I wanted to leave you with, I have to talk about because I sell so much of it when I have it at the show, is labradorite. Labradorite. And labradorite is just a beautiful stone. Also, this comes from Madagascar. It's a beautiful stone. It's a heavy stone, and it has what they call a flash in it. When it's cut the right way, you can see the color bands, and it's iridescent. It is naturally iridescent. So when I speak to you on stone, I'm a natural girl. I don't like anything synthetic. I don't like anything man-made that I want to use for an energetic tool like jewelry. You know, stones are also man-made, like a lot of times the crystal, Swarovski crystals are man-made versus a quartz crystal. Different vibration. So just kind of be aware of it. It is a different vibration. So I like to take on the natural ones myself. But labradorite has this beautiful flash, which is the color of the rainbow. You can see the color of the rainbow on certain ones. It depends on how you look at it, but you'll see a reddish color, an orange color, a yellow color. You'll see a soft green color. You'll see a blue color. You'll see a indigo color, and you'll see a violet color in this item, this beautiful stone. And what it does for me is it's known in crystal books to help integrate your energies and focus on the higher chakras. So, for instance, it would be throat, your third eye, and the crown chakra. However, my experience as an energy worker, as a light worker, is when I put the flash of this labradorite in front of my body, every center lights up. So the root lights up, the sacral lights up, the solar plexus lights up, the heart lights up, the throat lights up, the third eye, and the crown, and the one above that. They all light up. It just does that. It's a beautiful stone, so it's great for communication. It's great to increase your creativity. It's a mystical stone. It's for mystical properties. So mystical properties, that's why the third eye comes into play there, is seeing beyond the veil, experiencing the beautiful energies. It's a really beautiful stone. So check out the labradorite. When you get, if you get a cheaper quality, you're not going to see the flash, because I go to gem shows and I see this all the time. So if you go and you see labradorite, it will look very dark and it'll look kind of dingy, like gray, greenish gray, and you won't see any flash if they don't know what they're doing and how they form it and cut it and polish it. But if they do and they get the flash in it, you're going to see pure color. You're going to see blue. You're going to see all the hues I mentioned before in the labradorite. It's going to take on a totally different quality. And so you really want to get a high quality. You'll spend more money for it, but in the end, it's going to be worth it for you. So those are the stones that I wanted to talk to you about today. Now, I'm going to talk about some other things. I want to answer questions as well. But I kind of talked about price on stones, okay? Granted, if you go to certain tourist areas, like where the vortex areas are and crystal stores that are in specific areas in the U.S. or other parts of the world where they have centers, vortex centers, and they have stores, gem stores, the markup is probably higher. That's what I've seen. So it's usually higher. So if you go to a place like Sedona, you might end up paying a little bit more than if you go to a crystal store at a show or at maybe in your hometown or a store that you have. Wherever you go, you need to be aware of the frequency that it's giving off, because not all stones are alike. Most of the stones, even if I go to Tucson for the big gem show, I like to go in January, February for the big gem show, I could walk in there and see that there's a lot of stones that we call like dead stones, where they don't have any energy. There's no frequency. It's not letting anything off. It's dead. You could find the same thing no matter where you go. You can find it in stores. You can find it in crystal shops and stuff. Because not everybody that has a store may be tapped into energy. They may not feel energy. I feel energy. I feel energy. I read energy. So I can feel energy in stones. I can feel energy in jewelry that are made of stones. And I'm drawn to it naturally. But then when I hold it consciously, I will feel it. And I will identify what the feeling is, what the vibration is of the stone. So a word of caution. You really got to be very cautious about where you buy your stones from, where they get it from, how it's mined, how it's cared for, and if the person is experienced. I am, because of my many years of experience in jewelry and gemstones, as well as the fact that I'm an energy worker. When I did a recent show, there was an elder there, a Native American, and he was there just standing, and I was really busy, so I didn't have an opportunity to see him and to meet with him. And then I did. And so I walked over to him and he grabbed my hands and he just held my hands. And I just felt that he was giving me some sacred blessing. And he said to me, he said, I've been walking all over this entire show and you have the highest vibration stones that I have ever felt in a booth. He said, whatever you're doing, keep it up. Your stones are high vibration. It's because I won't buy stones that are chintzy stones, cheap stones. I don't. I go and get stones by reputable dealers, reputable miners, and people that I have worked with for a long period of time. And then I experience their stones. So I have a select group of sources that I use, and then I'm always scouting out new sources, but I feel them. For instance, I just recently bought some beautiful natural citrine, and the woman was from the Congo. I was sent to that area. I was energetically, spiritually sent there by my guides to go there. I found this lady. She had these beautiful stones from the Congo. And when I touched them, I couldn't believe the power of these stones and how high vibe they are. So that's what I want to tell you, is be really cautious. If I could get a stone that's really cheap, I'm questionable on that because I know how much they are. So people say, well, I got this on the internet. Oh, I got some big black tourmaline for like $2. And I said, I can't touch anything for $2 in black tourmaline unless it's teeny, 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 tiny. So I can't say that that's going to be a good piece energetically for you. So what makes a stone dead? The way it's mined. They use a lot of dynamite. They blow up the area in the earth, the caves, the hills, mountains, they blow it up, and then it's trauma for the stone. It's manhandled. They use a lot of it when they're mining. And they do a lot to the stone, and it will lose the property because, again, it takes on this trauma. The other thing is they don't know how to store it and hold it, and they may put it by an electrical outlet, and that will zap it of its natural frequency. So by putting it by an outlet, because, again, we have so much Wi-Fi out there as well. So you have to be aware of how it was handled, how it was mined, how it's stored as well. So that's the important thing. So I want to leave that with you, and then I'm going to answer some questions now. I had some questions from last month, and it was about how to tap in with the stone. So I'm going to read these questions and answer these questions. But let me just leave you with this. You've got to understand that this is energy. Stones are energy. And so each one's going to be different. And you want to make sure that you could feel it, feel the energy. You're drawn to certain stones for the reason. You're drawn to stones for the need that your higher power is guiding you to feel, that your guides are guiding you to feel. to help you. So be aware, if you're drawn to certain stones, ask what the energy properties. It might be something that deep down inside you want or you need. And kind of look into that. So you're drawn to it. Feel it. Tap into it. Feel it. Pick it. Pick one that is what you're drawn to. Don't get into an analytical state when you're doing it. Get more into a heart state. Your heart has the answers. Tap into your heart. Connect. It may not be the most beautiful one. It might be the most powerful one. You cannot judge a book by its cover. You cannot judge a stone by its cover. Sometimes the stones that are not the nicest looking are the most powerful. The stones that have little grooves and dings and dents, that's natural. It's just the way it's mined. You can't polish out everything. You don't want to polish out everything. The most beautiful stones to me are the ones that have inclusions, the ones that have interesting color bands, the ones that have a blend of combination of other stones with it. Those to me are the most fascinating. It's not the one that is perfect in how it's polished and faceted. You have to kind of look at that too. It's the power of the stone that you want to tap into. So let me answer some of these questions. Okay, so the first question I had here, Sonia in the UK wanted to know what kind of stones can help protect boundaries and strengthen boundaries. That would be, there's three different ones. Tektite is really great for that. The other one is Shungite, which is another protective stone. That is a wonderful stone. The other stone is black tourmaline. That is really good for you. And then there's other varieties too. The, I would say more for boundaries with other people, those three. If you have your own issues with the mind and wandering and the banter back and forth, negative, positive, black onyx is a good protective stone too. But look at those that I mentioned. Those are the best. Tektite, black tourmaline, and what's the other one? Tektite, black tourmaline, and shungite. Those are the best ones. Okay, Teresa from New York, what's the proper way to clean and recharge quartz crystal? I'm going to answer that question with everything. I do a care card for people and let them know how to care for their crystal. And there's lots of different ways that people say to clean stones, and they're good. But I have to look at that people, I can't be too specific that, okay, this stone, don't use water. This stone, don't put it in the sun. This stone, because there's too many things, right? And writing too many specifics. So I'm very general on that. Two ways I clean my stones that I really love for me, doesn't mean that's the only way for me. One, I put it on a shungite tile that I have because shungite has carbon. It's cleaning, detoxing, and purifying. So I use shungite. I have a shungite tile that I use, and I put stones on there. I put jewelry on there for myself and my clients when I do shows. They buy something, I put it on there. They come back a couple hours later. It's clean energetically. The other thing that you can put it on is a charger plate that is selenite. That's another really good thing. People say, well, put it in the sun. I don't agree with that because amethyst doesn't like the sun because it'll fade. But more importantly, the stones are in the earth. They're not outside. So the sun might not be the best thing for it because it kind of shocks it. And again, not all stones like the sun. Water. Not all stones would do well with water. Like selenite, it would dissolve in water. So you don't want to use water with stones. Jewelry, you don't want to put it in salt water. I've heard salt is good. I've used salt. Salt is good. But don't put it in salt water. So the best thing is those two tiles. You could also use sea salt in a little glass. You can also use sage. You can do that as well. So those are the ways that I recommend. Putting it in the moon is good, but you don't want to keep it in the sun because, again, it might not come from the sun and want the sun. The moon is great. So kind of think about those things. So that's how I clean my stones. How many crystals are too many crystals? Do some cancel out others? Some crystals, well, you can never have too many crystals. That doesn't mean they all should be together in the same box or in the same drawer. It just means that you can never have too many because every property is different and you can take on different properties or want different energy to solve your issues that you need energy for. So I don't want to say You can never have too many. Because I might wear black tourmaline one day when I'm going to a show and there's a lot of energy people there and there's a lot of negative energy and I want to really just be very strong in my field, I'll use black tourmaline and I'll use my agate necklace that has also herkimer the diamond in it and tourmalinated quartz because that's my protective piece. And with some shin guide bracelets on me with some tourmalinated quartz bracelets on me. That's how I protect myself when I go somewhere. Do they cancel out each other? Some don't. Aren't the best for each other. So again, that's why it's really good for you to learn how to energy test so you can determine, because your situation is different than mine, your scenario is different, your energy is different, your home is different, the stones you have. I can't tell you right now which ones don't go together and which ones do go together, but energy testing, you would get your answer. You can also get a pendulum, and if you don't know how to energy test, you can get a pendulum. And when you do a pendulum, then you use that as a tool to get your answers to yes and no questions. And incidentally, I will be putting a lot of things on my website by the end of this week. I will have some pendulums as well, and I'll have some other items that I even talked about today. So keep checking back to my website. It is joannelysiakgems.com. joannelysiakgems.com is my jewelry website. So check that out. Keep checking because I'm putting new items out there. I just came back from a gem show prior to this last show that I did. I have not had a time to do anything with them. They will go out, but I will be putting more things on my website this week and the week after. Okay, Pat from Arizona. If I put a crystal in a potted plant, will it help it grow? Which kind should I use? Oh, I love that question because I do that all the time. I have a garden, and I've been putting crystals in my garden by the plants. So if I have a cucumber in my ground, and then it comes up and it germinates, and I've got a little plant, I put a teeny little crystal shard in there, crystal point in there by the plant, and then it just has a great vibration because it amplifies the vibration of the garden. Just like with your potted plants, you put a crystal in there, it is going to be great for you, it's going to be great for the plant. And it is going to amplify the beautiful energy of the plant because every plant has a high vibration. And so it's amplifying that in the room that you're in. You're getting it in your garden. You're amplifying high vibration. It is great to grow your food and grow the plant because the plants respond to positive energy just like we do. As far as which kind, crystals are good. But if you're trying to eliminate EMF because there's a cell phone tower, then it would be other stones, and that would be a whole nother session. And then the other question is, Wendy in Toronto, how do you know how authentic the crystals are at the local stores? I did touch on that prior when I talked about that, but I'll just briefly summarize that, is you really want to know your supplier. You want to know the person who you are buying from. Whether it's online, you also want to know the person if it's a gem store. Know them, ask questions, find out. Then you hold the stone, feel the stone, find out where it came from. How was it mined? Do they know if this is a high vibration stone? But more importantly, you can learn to feel the energy. Just start by holding it in your hand. Start feeling it. Start holding it. Start experimenting. Start tapping in yourself so that you empower yourself. I wanted to share that with all of you today because I'd like all of you to just be a little open to the stones and the possibilities that are there for you with all of the energy properties, also healing properties, because energy is healing and it will help you if you have any issues with your bone or with your eyes or your gallbladder or your liver. Certain stones have the right frequency. So you can look into that too. I want to leave you with this. If you are interested in learning more about it, reach out to me. You can reach out to me at joanne@joannelysiakgems.com. Go to the website and send me an email. You can also go check out my store. I have a 10% off now on all gemstones that are the loose gemstones. I will always have something that I am featuring for people. So just keep checking back. Right now I have shungite. I have limited supplies because it's hard to get now. I also have black tourmaline. I have pyrite. I have all that. But this week I'll be putting more, so please be on the lookout. Reach out to me. But just tap into the energy of gemstones. Allow yourself to take on that beautiful energy. because you will raise your frequency, raise your consciousness, and manifest the dreams that you have been longing for. I will talk to you next week or next month, same time, same place. Thank you for being here. Bye.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.